Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Good, man. Hey, what kind of dimension, what kind of new dimension maybe does Jerick McKinnon provide this Kansas City offense?
He's electric, man. He gets the ball in his hands, and he's downhill, making guys miss. And, you know, he's just, like you just mentioned, a little bit dynamic. I played him in the past when he was in Minnesota, smaller guy, but he's strong. He's a strong runner and, you know, a guy that we have to definitely gang tackle.
As good as this team is with yards after catch, is it, how much of a win is it for you to be able, not necessarily to prevent the throw, but prevent everything after the throw if you can?
Oh, it's huge. You know, we talk about that a lot every time we play these guys. You know, it's a whole, the play happens and there's a whole nother play after it. You got to find the receivers. You got to find the tight ends. You got to find the backs. And you got to have eyes on the quarterback, you know, guys up front to try to prevent them from you know, getting anything downfield. These guys are, they can literally score on any single play. Like you put on the film from, you know, the last couple of years, and you can see that these guys can score on any play. So you have to really just hone in on plastering the receivers and tight ends and backs, and you know, try to force every single throw for you know, Mahomes to be a contested throw.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Micah, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good. Leslie Frazier always seems to refer back to that Atlanta game in week 3 in 2017 as when he saw signs of the secondary really becoming its potential. Did you see it back then? I mean, there was a two-pick performance for you. Did you see signs of things coming together at that point?
I don't know, it was long ago. It was a long time ago. I would say no. I guess I didn't see it yet. You know, it was too early in the season. To be honest, you know, that 2017 season, if like the whole season, Poe and I, our minds were just spinning. You know, we didn't have the defense 100% down, so we were out in the game and we were making calls. And if you go back and watch the film, you know, we were not 100% with making calls, but we were just out there just playing fast and getting to the football. So I guess I didn't see it then. I can't really tell you what the turning point when I saw it was, but I just know that, you know, whenever we've been out there, we've just been out there trying to compete and not give up big plays. And I guess it holds true today.
Yeah. What's it mean to you? And I know you've been asked this question over the years, but you and Jordan, just being the first of that free agency recruiting class to be together and still to be together right now, and now finally getting the accolades with Jordan getting the All Pro thing and you getting the second team. What's that mean to you, to you and Jordan, perhaps?
You know, honestly, like I told somebody last week, like it's an honor. You know, you understand growing up, you know, just being a kid and, you know, having a dream of playing the NFL, and then to be considered one of the best at your position in the NFL is just like, it's mind blowing to me. I know, you know, 30 years from now, I'll look back and be like, wow, like that was pretty impressive. But right now, you know, I'm just more happy for Poe because of, you know, I've gotten that honor before. I've been selected to a Pro Bowl, but Poe's kind of just flew under the radar for the last 5 years. And if it wasn't for him, and I wouldn't be as good. And I know if it wasn't for me, he wouldn't be as good. You know, we've just been helping each other out this whole time. So, you know, those honors are, they mean a lot to us, but at the end of the day, I think that the team honors are what we're here for. You know, I want to win a Super Bowl. I've said that. I believe that. Take away my honors and give me a Super Bowl, and I'll take that any day. But that's just the type of people that we are, and we're going to continue to work. But it really is a blessing to get the recognition that, you know, I feel like we both deserve, and, you know, since we've been doing for 5 years now.
Last thing, if I may, and I'm sorry for taking so much time, but on the interception Saturday, at what point did you have any doubt you were going to close in on that ball?
You know what? It's just something that we practice a lot. You know, coming out of the post or coming off the hash and just putting your head down and finding the receiver. And like I said, after the game, like I kind of just blacked out. And like, even right now thinking about it, I just was running. I looked up and I was able to, you know, spot the ball, which is like, that's hard to do. It's rare to do. You just look up right away and find the ball. And I did that, and I was able to track it. And you know, it's just something that we practice a lot. You know, we have the jugs in here. We were doing it yesterday, and over the shoulder catches and stuff like that. So, you know, I just think that it was an awesome play. Everybody loved it, but it didn't just happen. You know, it was stuff that we continue to work on in practice, and I was in the position to do it.
Thanks, Micah.
Of course.
Hey, Micah, good to see you. How you doing?
You too, man.
So you have the greatest show that you get to watch this Bills offense. You've talked about it before. What is it about Josh Allen that makes this whole team want to run through a wall?
He's himself. Since he got here a few years ago, he's just been himself, and he cares about everybody in the locker room. He's boys with everybody in the locker room. Like, he's a big kid. He just wants to be around the guys. And, you know, if I could say what I really wanted to say about Josh Allen and how he ranks in this league, you know, I could go on for days. Like, he is a dog. Like, everything that he does, arm, leg, mentality, leadership, everything that he does, man, he's fit for this role that he's in right now. So, you know, he's one of the leaders of our team. When he goes, our team goes, and he understands that. And you know, it's just a blessing to have him and to be able to work with him every single day. And and like I said, I can go on for days. I guess I'll just stop right there.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Of course.
General, hi, Mookie Hawkins, Waffle Sports Cincinnati. What's going on, guy?
Mook, how you doing, man?
Hey, I need your approval on this. Now, for the past 2 years, I've been calling this secondary the air traffic control unit, the way y'all control things in the air. Can I get your approval on that? You know, I know it's no fly zones, and I know it's Legion of Booms. What you think about that?
I mean, you know, I like it. I don't know if I can approve it, because I feel like myself approving the nickname is, you know, is, I don't want to say bad luck, but, you know, I just want to be, you know, who we are and continue to work. But if you want to say that, you can say that. That's on you.
Absolutely, man. And speaking of Sunday, do you expect to see double moves out of Kansas City? And how decisive can Patrick Mahomes be with his eyes?
I expect to see everything out of Kansas City. You know, just on film, they do it all. They do it all. And like I said, they can score on any play. You know, it's their dynamic offense or explosive. So, yeah, we can definitely see it all. And then with Mahomes, another guy that can do it all. He can beat you with his arm, beat you with his legs. As far as being a safety, he can look you off and go the other way. He has weapons all over the field. You know, they're kind of genius calling plays, so they're able to, you know, try to get some one-on-ones, stuff like that, and those one-on-ones present itself to try to do some double moves. So we just got to be ready for everything and, you know, stick to our fundamentals. And whenever, you know, we always coming, you know, whenever we get in games like this, just tries to hold true, don't give up big plays and compete.
What do you think it's going to take to get the job done up in Arrowhead?
Complimentary football. Offense doing what they do, defense making plays, taking the ball away, and special teams is bringing the energy.
Absolutely, man. Safe travels and good luck on Sunday.
Thank you. Thank you, Mook.
Hey, Micah, it's Mike Catalana. You've won on the road in the playoffs in Green Bay, but this particular group, different teams, different years, three road games, and you haven't won. What does it take in the playoff atmosphere to win? And how do you go from playing at home like you had last week to embracing what it's going to be like in Kansas City, and maybe even using that to your advantage in some way to feed off the crowd if that's the way you decide to play it?
Yeah, well, I think the last three, you just mentioned the last three away games in the playoffs we lost, but I didn't even think about that. Like, that's not even something we think about, because even with those games, we felt like we came out, started fast. The game just happened to end up how it ended up. But, I think as competitors that we all are, we love home games. We love being in front of Bills Mafia. But at this point, you know, wherever we go, Bills Mafia follows us. So that's number one. Number two, it's kind of cool playing in front of a away crowd, just because, you know, you're in enemy territory. You got your boys with you, who you've been with all year facing adversity. And it's another challenge. So it's kind of cool playing home in a way. But like I said, Bills Mafia travels anyway, so they're going to be loud.
And when you talk about trying to maybe embrace that, is it almost something where it's, you know, the us, even though the fans do travel, it's obviously going to be mostly Chiefs fans, mm-hmm. where it's like us against the world, and you guys enjoy that?
Yeah, if you're a competitor, you better enjoy it. And I just, like I said, I just like going into a away place with my boys with me. And we've been facing adversity all year, and, you know, just trying to come out of it and get a win, no matter what way, doesn't matter. Just try to get a win, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, Micah. I hate to put you in a position to say something positive or nice about Isaiah McKenzie, but I have to ask you about something. I know. But there's been some people that have been comparing what he can do in an interesting way to like Deebo Samuel, the guy that you can pretty much line up anywhere and have him do kind of anything. And I know Deebo Samuel's had a lot of success in this league, but I guess from a defensive perspective, how difficult is it to deal with a guy like that, that you don't know where he's going to line up, and wherever he lines up, he can do so many different things?
Yeah. You basically said it. He can line up everywhere. It's difficult. Go back to training camp, practicing against these guys in practice, even when Isaiah's on the scout team, doing some stuff, like he's a weapon for our team. And anytime you got a guy like that can run the ball, catch the ball, return, you know, just dynamic. There's only a few guys like that in the league. Now, you mentioned Deebo. Deebo's a big dude. A little dirty's not. So I don't know how he's getting those. I don't know how he's getting those comparisons, because he's a little man. But, he's definitely dynamic, and he's a weapon for us, and we appreciate everything that he does.
And seeing some of these pregame or mic'd up segments, you know, you really get a glimpse into, you know, the psyche of it all, like getting yourself mm-hmm. amped up before the game. Is that tough to do week after week after week? Does it become a grind, or what's that like?
You know what? That's a very good question. That really is. Because, you know, call us crazy, man, especially on defense. You got to be crazy to play defense. You got to go out there each and every week, and you got to have the mindset that I'm going to go out there and I'm going to tackle well. I'm going to be violent. I'm going to, you know, like, I don't kind of got to tip, you know, tippy toe around this whole thing, because I just feel like, you know, I can't, there's just so much aggression that you have to have on defense and even on offense. But when you're going out there, man, it's a whole different mentality. It's like a gladiator mentality. Like, you got to fight. It's a dog fight each and every week. And I feel like the good teams and the good defenses and, you know, those type of players like that, you got to bring it each and every week. And it's funny, Poe's thing got leaked out or whatever, or got posted. And, you know, everyone's like, I love it. Yeah, like, that's the stuff that we go through each and every game. Like, we got to hype each other up. We know, you know, we practice harder or just as hard as anybody else in the league. So we got to go out there on Sundays and we got to show it. And, call us crazy, but that's the mentality you got to have. It's definitely not good to be having that mentality working in a cubicle and having a 9-to-5, because you're going to be fired real quick or put in jail. But, you know, here in this building, you got to have that mentality on Sundays.
I appreciate you, man. Thanks.
Of course, yep.
Hey, Micah. I wanted to ask about Matt Milano. Just, you guys didn't have him when you played Kansas City last time. We've seen what he's done on defense all year. So just, what does he bring to this team, and what will it be to have him for this game?
Lano's like he's like a unicorn in a sense. He can do it all. He really can. He can blitz. He can tackle. He can cover. He can, you know, he has good hand. He can do it all. And I just think that goes back to his, you know, his former background. He, you know, was a safety back in the day and, you know, kind of moved to linebacker. And, you know, he can just do it all for our defense. He's one of those guys that he creates so much opportunity for everybody else on defense. You know, I know that some stuff that he does gives me some reign to be able to do what I do. And, you know, that goes hand in hand with other guys on our defense. Taryn's like that, Poe's like that. So everyone's able to do their own thing because of guys like that, and a huge weapon for our defense.
Thanks.
Yep.
And Micah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Thanks. I'm wondering if this feels any different than last year. Last year, you guys, you know, it was Buffalo's first playoff run in forever. They were Kansas City was the defending champs. You guys were kind of, I don't know, maybe playing with nothing to lose. And this year it kind of feels, at least from the outside here in New York City, like it's Super Bowl or bust for you guys. So I'm curious if this feels any different for you guys than last year.
Every year is different. Every year is a new challenge. Every year is, you know, different guys, different obstacles you face throughout the year. And upon that, every year is Super Bowl or bust. We want to win a Super Bowl around here. Held true last year, held true this year. We want to win the Super Bowl. That's what we're here playing for. But every year is definitely different, though.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, Micah, Josh Reed here. Thanks for taking the time. Taryn Johnson had a really good game, in particular against Tyreek Hill in the slot. Last time you guys played them back in week 5, what does Taryn mean when he's playing at his best in the slot?
Just another, like I just mentioned, Lano, another one of those guys that is just able to do it all. I mean, Taryn should damn near have a neck roll on because he can come in that box and hit with the best of them. You know, he can go outside and in a slot and, you know, cover some guys one-on-one. So, he's another one of those guys that allows us to be ourselves and run the defense that we run. When Taryn's playing his best, we win games. Simple as that. When Taryn's playing his best, we win games.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate your time. Good luck Sunday, man.
Thank you.
Yes, Micah. Good afternoon. George Radney, Challenger Community News. Quick question for you, Micah. Now you've been around long enough where you've seen it before, where it's been before it was the big backs, the big fullbacks and the bigger guys. Now it's been switched back to the Smurfs almost from my era earlier in the day to the smaller guys. How do you corral these small guys? How do you get an angle? Is it an angle? Tough. Or?
It's tough. It's tough. It really is. I mean, you got some small guys, but you also got other big guys that can, you know, big guys that can run, you know, Travis Kelce and stuff. So, yeah. It's just different. It's dynamic guys all over the place. Every team is a challenge when you go out there each and every week. As far as Kansas City Chiefs, man, like they're the quarterback to the weapons that they have. You know, you gotta find a way to contain them. And I think that, you know, you can't stop everything. It's clear. You turn on the film, you can't stop everything. They're going to get some yards. They're going to get some points. But I guess it's on you to kind of bend, don't break, try to make them turn the ball over and put your offense in a good position.
And also sounds like, and also to, as you just mentioned, to capitalize on their mistakes is key to really jump on their mistakes.
For sure. Each and every week.
All right. Thank you very much.
Of course.
And good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Micah.
Yeah, of course.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%.
Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.